Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Menachah is Daf Yud. We begin on Tes Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So back to the Mishnah. Kamatz b'smoil puzzle. Right? If the Kohen does the Kmitza using his left hand instead of his right, as required, the Mincha is puzzle. Now, how do we know that right hand is required? Menanimili. Amar Rabbi Zera, Damakro. We have a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudzai, discussing the act of Kmitza and denoting the requirement of the right hand. He filled his palm, his hand, he scooped out of it. Now, kaf can mean right or left. Kaf is any day, I'm not sure which hand they used to make the kmitza. K'shu'aymer. But then we look at the pasuk, which speaks about a mitzvah, where the kohen takes the lug, the certain amount of oil, pours it into his left hand, and there the pasuk identifies and points out that it's the left hand which is going to receive that oil. Al kaf, so the same lashon kaf, hakoyin, and this time it's hasmolis. Why does the Torah have to highlight that this time it's the left to indicate kan smolis? In fact, in this instance, the left hand is being used. But otherwise, wherever else we have the term kaf used, right? It's going to be the right hand. Kan, only in this case, by the Mitzvah. Kaf means left hand, smallest. Ha, kol makim shenamar kaf, but otherwise. Wherever else we find the term kaf, such as by the Kmitza ve'mincha, ein el yamin, it's exclusively meant to be his right hand. Ask the Gemara. Fine, this is the source, that Kmitza is meant to be done with his right hand. How do we know? From boy le gufe, who says this pasuk? That the Metzorah, by the Metzorah it's the left hand, is meant to indicate that otherwise, elsewhere, Kaf means right. Perhaps the point here is to tell you that it should be his left hand. It can't be his right. That's all. The Pasuk is not implying that elsewhere the term Kaf means anything else. It's just simply instructing us how to do the material process. Smolas achrina ksiv, the answer is, in the same discussion by the material, it mentions smolas again. What's the point of duplicating it? Apparently, it's to stress and to emphasize that it's only here that left hand is used. But otherwise, by your standard, kmitza, where it says the word kaf, it means the right. Ask the Gemara. Well, who says that's how we are meant to learn this duplicate pasuk? You know, we have a rule that when the pasuk presents a double miut, a double exclusion, it's called miut achar miut. It turns things around, inside out. Instead of being exclusionary, it's meant to be include. It's meant to be inclusive. And perhaps that's the point of repeating the word smolas, unrelated to the halacha of kmitza with your right hand. It's meant to tell you that over here, by the pouring of the oil of the mitzvah, he can use his right hand as well. Smolas, right? Miut and miut tells you, you know what? Right is okay. Ve'ema, ein miut acha miut el rabbis. Perhaps the point of the double miut is to include, to allow the right hand by the mitzvah as well, but it's not coming to tell you. Regarding the halacha of kmitza being with your right hand, the answer is, actually it says smolas yet a third time, smolas achrina ksiv, by the mitzvah, and this one is certainly going to tell you, kan smolas, that in fact over here by mitzvah you can use a left, vein achar smolas, but otherwise, where the term kaf is used, such as by kmitza, smolas is not acceptable, you need right. Ve'ema'adra, perhaps you can learn this this pasuk just the other way around, just the opposite. Ma'kan smolas, af ba'al manami smolas. Just as the term kaf over here means left hand. Perhaps kaf elsewhere also means left hand. Instead of going the other way and saying, well, only over here it's left and otherwise it's right, perhaps it's just the opposite. We equate all the others to the Yematzera. Left is fine. The answer is we had smallest yet a fourth time. And now there's no way out. Now certainly the Torah is emphasizing. Only by Metzera could you pour the oil into the left hand. Only over here is Kaf a reference to the left, but typically it's the right hand only. Arba or smallest Ksivi, it says smallest four times. Trei Ba'ani, Trei Ba'asher, twice by the poor Metzera, twice by the wealthy one. So in any case, we have it all worked out. We know that Kmita must be done with the Kohen's right hand, because the term Kaf refers to the right, as we see from Metzera, as explained. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiel Rabbi Zeira. I have a question. Once we're discussing the psukim and the repetitions by the Metzera, so you can ask a question as follows. We have a wealthy Metzera, we have a poor Metzera, and in all cases, there's a process where the Kohen applies the blood of the carbon onto the thumb, the right thumb of the Metzera, onto the right large toe, onto his right earlobe. Now, first you put the blood, and then on top of that, they add the oil that we referenced before. Now, why does the Torah have to give you instructions in terms of the location which will apply the oil? It's obvious. If it already says put it on the blood arm where they put the blood, so that's where you go. So if the blood is meant to be on the right, as the pasuk explains, on the earlobe, on the toe, right? So the oil as well. Why do we need repeat instructions in terms of location for that oil application? Al boyin on the thumb, yada hayimonas of his right hand, al boyin ragla smallest on the right large toe. The chesiv b'shem the metzera, where the Torah is instructing by the metzera where to put the oil. Lomeli, what's the point? It already tells you in the other pasuk to put it on his on the same pasuk to put it on his on Mokim Dama Asham, where they put the Asham blood. She says like this. The reason why the Torah repeats location, Chad lahachshir tzadim, v'chad lahachshir lifsel tzidei tzadim. The reason why the Torah will tell you where to put the oil. Al boyin yodai va'al boyin ragli. One is to allow the Kohen to place the oil on the sides of the thumb as well. Al could sometimes be nearby. It's not only on top, but on the sides as well. V'chad lifsal tzidei tzadim. And the next repetition is to tell you only the sides, but not tzidei tzadim, the sides of the sides, meaning the side that's facing the bottom. You know, down on the floor. So, top is fine, the sides, but not the bottom side. That's the point of repeating the word al. Next question is, why al dam ha'asham? And then again, al mokayim dam ha'asham, one by the asher, one by the ani. It's a repetition. Place the oil on the asham, blood, on the place where they put the asham blood. Hani tzrich, the answer is both are needed. There's a lesson in both. The cause of rahmana, al dam ha'asham. Had the Torah only said, place the oil on the dam of the asham, I would say, got to make sure there's blood still there. Hava amina. He say, in if the blood is still around, yeah, you could place the oil on top of it. It's ganechle, but let's say the blood got wiped away, you can't do it anymore. Kos rachmana al mokayim. Right, dam asham, to tell you. On where they place the oil, the blood, that's enough. Even though it's been wiped off. Because rachmana al mokayim. On the other hand, if the Torah would only say al-Makayim, I mean, I would say, gotta make sure that to wipe it away, dafkan eskanech, only on the place. But the blood itself can't be there. Aval yisay, but if the blood would be there, it's a problem. Makes it worse. Eima v'chatzitza perhaps presents a barrier between the oil and his skin. Kamashmal and adama asham comes to the Torah and says, no, you could even put the oil on top of the blood itself, it's not a chatzitza. Now comes Rava with a kash. So, at this point, we know that the kmitza must be done with the kohen's right hand, based on the psukim, right? Smallest mentioned by the Matzorah. So that was Reb Zera speaking. And furthermore, explain to Reb Zera why we need these additional psukim. The sides, the bottom of the fingers, on the blood, the place of the blood. Okay. Comes Rava with a question. Amar Rava. Once the Torah specifies that the Shem and the oil is placed where the Dam of the Ashem was placed, where is that? We already know. Look at where you place the blood. The Torah specifies the Dam of the Ashem is placed on the right thumb, the right, etc. So why does the Torah have to specify that the oil is placed on the right? Right thumb, the right toe, the right ear. It's repetitious. Right? Alboin yada imanis. That's right thumb. Alboin ragla imanis. That's right toe. Dechsivi b'shemet metzir osher v'oni lomi. Which the Torah specifies in terms of applying the oil by the metzir who's the osher, metzir who's the oni. It's all repetition. It's all repetitive. So we understand why the Torah has to say alboin yadai, alboin ragla, we explained before. To tell you, the sides are okay, the bottom is not. Fine, but what about Yemen? That's already known from where they placed the Dam of the Ashem and the oils on top of that. What's the point of stressing Yemen? It says, Rava, Elama Rava? Let me explain to you. And actually, he's going to veer away from Reb Zera. In terms of the source, how do we know that Kmitza, in a Mincha, is meant to be with the coin's right hand? According to Reb Zera, is based on smallest, right? Rava provides an alternate source. Elama Rava. The word Yemin by the Metzora, right? Alboyin Yoda Yemanis, the right thumb, is meant to offer a source for Kmitza by a carbon. But we have a Gzera Shava. Yad Yad the Kmitza. It says Yad by the Metzora, Boyin Yoda. It says Yad by the mincha as well, by Yamali Chapoy, uses his hand, right? So that tells you that kmitza is with the right hand. Yad yad the kmitza. Next, what about alboin ragli hayimonis by the metzora, the right thumb, the right toe? That's meant to tell you halacha regarding chalitza. Regular chalitza. So it says ragli hayimonis, and by chalitza it says that the widow removes the shoe, right, off the brother of her deceased husband, right, who refuses to marry her. It's meant to be off his right foot. Regal chalitza. Oizen l'ritzia. From the word tnuch oizen hayimonis by the Metzora is right earlobe, we learn that ritzia, the boring of the ear of the slave who wants to stay on past the required years, he gets his ear bored. Which one? His right ear. Because it says Oizen Yimanis here. It says Oizen over there. Oizen Ritzia. We have Gzera Shava. That is done on the right. Okay, so that explains the word Yamin by the hand, the foot, the ear. So that's regarding the Metzora Asher. Now if we move over to the Metzora Ani, we have the same repetition. Smallest Mayasa. Before we get to the Metzora Ani, what about the extra word smallest, which it says by the Metzora Asher, actually, right? It says smallest again, right? So according to Reb Zera, that was to teach us regarding Mincha. According to Rava, what's the point? Smallest l'mayos. Amar Shishu Redavidi, live so you mean the kohen b'Metzora, to tell you that only the left hand of the Metzora can be used. For receiving the oil of the Metzora. But you can't pour into your right hand. I would think if left is okay, certainly the right is okay, right? Shall I tell you, I shouldn't even have a notion. We find by typical avoid of karbonis where left is unacceptable, the shapsa yamin, the yamin is included, is allowed. Certainly by the Metzora, where the kohen can use his left, certainly is right? By the pouring of the oil with the left is okay, in addition, wouldn't I imagine the straps yamin, the right is okay too. Comes the turn and repeats, no, left and left only. Now, v'idach smolis. What about by the Metzora Ani, where it also says smolis, and also it says the right thumb, the right toe, the right ear, right? All those. We discussed the ones by the Asher. What about the Metzora Ani? Yad v'regel yimonis of the Ani, the Ma'asa, what's that coming for? The answer is we don't really have to explain, because the Torah sometimes will repeat a whole discussion for the sake of something new that was learned in that second discussion, which is that a Metzora Ani has its own carbon system. And that's why once it discusses it, it already brings in all the other elements, even though it's really repetitive, because it's already known from the Metzora Ashi. Look at the Tana, the Rebbe Shmuel, as was learned in the Mesmer Rebbe Shmuel, called Parsha Shenemra, Venishnis. Whenever we find that a Parsha discussion was discussed once, and then repeated again, Venishnis El Bishvel Davashin is Chalash, but the purpose is to teach us something new, inherent in that second presentation. And that's the primary purpose of repeating it. And therefore, everything else, all the details and descriptions come along with it. We don't really have to dwell on that. Okay, so bottom line is, we have Halacha in the Mishnah, Kmitza Dafka with the Kohen's right. How do we know? Reb Zera learns from Smolis, according to Rava, from Yad Yad of Mitzvah. Now comes the Gemara that we actually had almost word for word back in Masechas Vachem, so it's a good review. Once on the topic of the Kohen's right hand, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Shimon Lokish, Kol Malkim Shenemra Etzbo Kuhuna. Whenever throughout the Korbanos we find the term Etzba, the Kohen's finger, Ukuhuna, and the term Kohen used, Eina Elo Yimin is telling you that the Kohen must use his right hand only. And we'll see in a minute how we know that. Kosanka Daitak, the more at this point figure, both terms together. Etzba Kuhuna Be'ina. In order to require right hand, it needs to say Etzba and Kohen, because as we find by the carbon Chatos, that's going to be the source, where it actually stipulates right, and it says both terms. It says Etzba and Kohen, so we know that both terms equal the right hand. We look at Kohen Medama Chatos BeEtzboi. And hold it, we're not done. He learns from the Metzora. The Gamar Metzora. The Chatos will learn from the Metzora. The Chsiv. V'Tavol HaKohen Etzboi Yimonis. The Kohen dips his right finger, so we see that Etzba, and Kohen together indicate right. Okay. Says the Gemara, hold it. By Kmitza, it doesn't say finger. It just says Kayin. How do we know right is required? Hari Kmitza l'ksiva by al-Kahuna. By the Kmitza only says Kahuna. Right? It's v'kamatza Kayin. And we just learned in the Mishnah, Tanhan, comes from a small puzzle, left hand by Kmitza's puzzle. So apparently, even without the word Etzba, you need right. I'm a rabbi, you're right. You're right. One or the other. Ay Etzba y'Kahuna. Wherever it says one or the other, either Etzba or Kohen, it means the right hand. And that covers Kmitza, it covers, right? All of the other ones as well. Only Abai. Really? Whenever it says Kohen, it means the right hand only? What about transporting the limbs of the carbon to the Mizbeach? Harei Halacha Sivarim Lakevesh, you take the limbs of the Oilah to the ramp, Tachsiv Ukuhuna, where it says Kohen, Tachsiv V'ikrev HaKohen as HaKol V'ikrev HaMizbeach, says Kohen. Varma, we learned, left hand is fine. We learn Zolachas Avram Lakevish, that this pasuk is referring to transporting the Avram to the Kevish. So now we have a Mishnah that the Kohen would use his left hand as well. Haregel Shal Yamin B'smoil, the right foot of the animal, in the Kohen's left hand, the Beser Lachutz, and the place where it was cut from the animal that's facing the Kohen, it should look unsightly. And the base Oira, the whole part of the leg where they flayed the skin, so the closed part, is facing out. In any case, clearly he was using his left hand for avoida. Answers the Gemara, it's not a critical part of the avoida. Ki amrina, when do we say, oyetzba yikuhuna, wherever it says one or the other, it means right hand only, but davar makav kapara, it's only regarding a phase of the avoida which is critical, but transporting the avarim, which is not a critical phase. Carbon is fine without it, technically, so right hand is not required. Ask the Gemara, Kabbalah, what about receiving of the blood of the carbon, which is certainly critical to the process. Davar Makav Kapara is critical for the Kapara. Because of a Kahuna, it says the word Kayen, Dachsiv, Yikrivi B'nyarna Kayhanem Sadam, it's referring to Zukabal Sadam receiving the blood in a container. So now we have a Mishnah. Kibul B'smoil Pasal. If he received the blood with his left hand, it's Pasal. Rav Shimon Machsh, Rav Shimon says it's okay. How could it be okay? It's an avoid. It's Makav Kapara. It says Kohen. Answer is a coin to Rav Shimon. It's different. You're right. Rav Shimon has a higher bar Reb Shimon Kamar, you're talking about Reb Shimon? Oh, Reb Shimon Tarti Boy, according to Reb Shimon. In order to require right hand, you need to have Etzba and Kayin. As opposed to Kabbalah, where it only says Kayin, not Etzba. So it's a different Shita. Really? When we buy Reb Shimon Tarti, Reb Shimon requires both terms, Etzba and Kahuna, to indicate the right hand. Batani, we have a Reb Shimon Noim, Mikol Makam Shnemer Yad. Ein Ela Yimin. Wherever it says the word Yad, that means the right hand. Or wherever it says Etzba, it means the right hand. Elon Liman. Apparently, you don't have to have both terms. You're right. It says the more Etzba Leibay Kuhuna. Wherever it says Etzba, a very specific term, is finger, then itself indicates right hand without the word Kayin alongside it. Kuhuna by Etzba. But when it says just Kayin, it's not sufficient to indicate the right hand unless it says Etzba as well. Ask the Gemara. Well, according to Reb Shimon, Kabbalah need not be done with his right hand, so why does he even say Kayin? Ela Kayin, the word Kayin by the Kabbalah, normally, what's the point? The answer is Bikuhunai. To tell you that, right, it already says Bnei Aaron. Why do you have to say Kayin? To tell you Bikuhunai that he must be wearing his garments, which sort of enable him to be a functioning Kayin. And that's the point of saying the word Kayin. Ask the Gemara, what about Zrika? The application of the Dam on the Mizbeach. Where it doesn't say Etzba, it doesn't say Yad, it just says Kayin. So according to Reb Shimon, you don't need the Kayin's right hand for that. For Zrika, it looks at a Kasabela Kuhuna, it just says Kuhuna. With Snana, we have a Mishnah. Zorak with Smoil is puzzle. I use the left hand for Zrika, it's puzzle. But like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon doesn't seem to argue on that. Why? It only says Kayin and no more. According to Reb Shimon, that doesn't indicate right hand. Amar Baye, Pelug Braisa. We have a Braisa actually, but he does dispute it. The Sanya. Kibo biat smol pasul, Reb Shimon Machsh. Tanakama says Kabbalah with his left is pasul. Reb Shimon says it's okay, and the same thing with Zrika. Zarek biat smol is pasul, going to Tanakama, Reb Shimon Machsh. So clearly, Reb Shimon, who requires etzba to indicate right hand, will allow the Kabbalah on the Zrika with his left, because there's no lashon of etzba. However, kunda chachamim, one or the other, either it says kain or etzba. Either way would indicate right hand only. Ask the Gemara. The Lahodama Rabbah. So let's go back to the previous discussion. Rabbah tells us, Yad Yad the Kmitza. We learn from the Yad Yimin of the Metzora that any Kmitza must be done with his right hand. Lomeli, why do we need a special Gzeir Shav, a special source for that? Why don't we just simply use this this formula? Mikuhun and Afka, wherever it says Kain, it means the right hand. So we know that Kmitza is with his right. Answer is like this. There are two parts to the Kaimitz. Chad the Kaimitz, v'chad the Kiddush Kaimitz. One is to tell you that the actual Kmitza, the act of Kmitza, needs the right hand. And one is to tell you the Kiddush of the Kaimitz, where they place the Kaimitz in a klisharis to sanctify, that also needs to be done with his right hand. So we need two sources for two aspects of the Kaimitz. Now one more question. Point to Reb Shimon, why do we need that Zirushav of Yad Yad of Kmitza to tell you right hand only? That seems to be unnecessary, point to Reb Shimon. You know why? As follows. Because regarding the Kmitza of the Mincha, Reb Shimon has a different source that the right hand is required, because he compares it to a Karban Chatas, which certainly requires the right hand because it says Etzba there, right? So he has a different source. Why does he need this Zirushav of Yad Yad, which is totally superfluous according to him? The Reb Shimon, the Lay Boy Kiddush Kaimitz. Now, according to Reb Shimon, first of all, doesn't even need to put the Kaimitz in a Kli to be Makadosh. That's his opinion. Ulamanda Amar, Nami the Boy Kiddush Kaimitz, Reb Shimon. Even according to the opinion that says the Reb Shimon does require Kiddush Kaimitz, Bismalach Shuri Machshar. He allows you to do it with your left hand. So, according to him, there's no need for a Pasa that Kiddush Kaimitz is with his right. Because either you don't need it at all, or left hand is okay, so why do we need that Zereshav of Yad Yad, of Rava from Mitzvah? Yad Yad, the Rava Lomeli, it seems to be an extra Zereshav. Ilik Mitzvah Gufa, I'll leave the Reb Shimon. Let's break it down step by step. To provide a source that the act of Kmitza itself requires the right hand, we have another source for that, as follows. It's not from a different source. Don't read the Reb Chiyah. My time, the Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's source that you don't have to have Kiddush, Kmitza, and a Klisharis? The Amakrod, the Pasuk, describing a Mincha, equates it to a chatas and an asham. Interesting equation. Kodesh kodashim. He the milchas kodesh kodashim. Chatas v'cha asham. What's the point of comparing it to two types of karbanos? What's the correlation all about? There are two methods, two options in processing a mincha. Bolayv debiyat. If he chooses to simply take the kaimitz manually and put it on the mizbeach without a kli, sure, ayv debiyamin kechatas. Go ahead, be my guest. Do it just like by a chatas, where the application of blood is done directly with his finger. Right finger. Okay? Bolayv debiyakli, he decides to transport the kaimitz in a kli sharis to the mizbeach. Sure, ayv debiyasmoil kasham. Do it like the asham where the application over there, the dam on the mizbeach can be done with his left hand as well. As we explained before, according to Reb Shimon, you can do Zrika B'Smoil. So, clearly Reb Shimon has his own source. Now the act of Kmita must be done with his right hand, because we compare it to Achatas, where the activity is with his right hand. Because it says Etzba there, right? So the Kmita as well requires the right hand. And regarding Gidush Kaimitz, well, either it's not applicable, or you can do it with the left hand. So what's the point of the extra Gzera Shav of Yad Yad from the Metzorah? L'nitzrucha l'kaimitz minchas choyte. Answers the Gemara, interesting answer. Although a regular mincha requires kmita with his right, even according to Reb Shimon, by a minchas choyte, a sinner's mincha, I would think maybe, you know what, we downgrade it. Right hand is not required for the kmita. Why? According to Reb Shimon. Perhaps I would say, Reb Shimon explained to us. Reb Shimon delves into reasoning, right? The rationale behind certain halachas. So he says, you know why a minchas choyte is bare, no oil, no levain. You know why? Torah doesn't want the carbon of the choyte to be beautiful, enhanced, just plain bare bones. So perhaps that also allows using his left hand, right? Perhaps if he does the kmita with his left, it's also fine, because it's not the highest level of a mincha. Kamash mon comes the pasuk of yad yad from the Metzorah to tell you that even a mincha schoite requires kmita with his right arm. Okay, so now we have actually three sources for the halacha that kmita must be done with the kohen's right hand: either Reb Zera's pshat, smallest, extra smallest from the Metzorah, either Rava's pshat yad yad the kmitza from the Xeroshava to Metzorah as well, or according to Reb Shimon, the equation to the chatas, which requires the right hand, tells you that the kmitza of the mincha is also done with the kohen's right hand only. All the best to you and atzlocha.